There's been a major breakthrough in the pursuit of a former Melbourne school principal who's wanted over more than 70 allegations of child sexual abuse. Malka Leifer was rearrested in Israel overnight after fleeing Australia and evading extradition for years by claiming to be mentally unwell. The former principal of the ultra-conservative Adas Israel School in Melbourne is alleged to have sexually abused several students. But after years of diplomatic efforts and an undercover police sting, Leifer is back in police custody and awaiting extradition proceedings. Emily Burke reports.
Malka Leifer fled Australia in 2008, leaving behind a long string of child sexual abuse charges. Until now, she'd successfully fought every attempt to bring her back to Australia by claiming to be too mentally unwell to face court. But police in Israel now allege she faked her mental illness. For the alleged victims, it's been a long 10 years.
There was a time when some of us had lost some hope and didn't want to imagine that Leifer's extradition would be tied up in red tape, and this obviously is a great turn for the better.
Nick Mazzio represents some of the survivors from the Adas school.
A lot of what's just happened overnight was part of an undercover operation that was going on in late 2017, as far as I'm aware, and that was instigated by the Israeli government.
He says diplomatic efforts have been pivotal.
Gratitude that my clients have for everyone involved, from Prime Minister Turnbull, all the way down to the law enforcement agencies in Australia and Israeli, they are elated, relieved, and look forward to obviously having Leifer come over here and be tried for what she's done.
The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews was among those who made direct appeals to the Israeli government.
In fact, she's being accused of having fabricated some of these issues. People, I think, have every right to expect that she will come home and she will face justice. That process ought to be done, and it ought to be done quickly. They're the points that I made respectfully but very firmly with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he gave me an assurance that he would look at the matter himself and he would have it without any bias, they'd have a fresh look at it.
The Adas school is yet to release a statement, but a civil claim was settled against the school in 2016. Nick Mazzio believes there may be more to come.
So a claim was brought by one of the victims, Leifer's victims, against both Leifer and the school, Adas school. This was during the period when my client was a pupil at the school and partly as a teacher. It was in relation to the school's failure to properly care for my client whilst she was a pupil at the school. And the award that was made in her favour was approximately $1.2 million. I think it was the first of its kind in Australia.
Manny Wax is a long-time campaigner for abuse victims and the CEO of Culva Oz, an Israeli-based organisation which advocates for abuse victims in the global Jewish community.
I have faith in the Israeli system, in the Israeli judicial system. What they've proven by today's arrest is that they weren't going to let this issue go. They were vigilant and rigorous in their work. And so to me, that's an incredibly powerful message that this sends to all perpetrators or alleged perpetrators who feel that they may want to use Israel as a place of refuge.
Manny Wax, who's an advocate for survivors of child sexual abuse. Emily Burke with that report.